here's a story from The World.
In Israel today, a new government, and it's getting to work. It's a coalition of political parties as diverse as you can imagine, an unlikely partnership that's managed to bring an end to the 12-year rule of Benjamin Netanyahu, at least for now. As Ariel Osseran reports from Tel Aviv, Netanyahu is not going away quickly or quietly.
Believe it or not, that's the sound of a peaceful transition of power. During his inauguration speech yesterday in Israel's parliament, the Knesset, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett could barely get a word out through all the chaos. For almost an hour, Bennett fought off constant heckling from legislators who, in a few moments, were to hand over power. Then came Benjamin Netanyahu's turn to speak.
היום זה לחוץ יותר מתמיד לאור שלושת האתגרים הכבירים.
Netanyahu called the new government illegitimate, claiming he was cheated out of power.
ואם נגזר עלינו להיות באופוזיציה,
and if we're forced to be in the opposition, we will do so and stand tall until we overthrow this dangerous government. He accused Bennett of not having what it takes to oppose a nuclear deal with Iran, as Netanyahu did in 2015, and added this message in English to the leaders of Iran.
ויש לי עוד מסר בשבילם, לא פחות חשוב. We'll be back soon.
In Israel, the transition of power is immediate. After Netanyahu finished his speech, Bennett took an oath in the Knesset chamber. Netanyahu got up from his seat, went two rows back to the right, and sat down in the leader of the opposition's chair. And just like that, 12 straight years of a strongman's rule ended. The joint premiership of Bennett and Yair Lapid began. Lapid is an ex-talk show host and a centrist. He received the second highest vote count after Netanyahu in the latest election and agreed to share power with Bennett. Bennett will serve as prime minister for 2 years, and Lapid will take over in 2023. After the swearing-in, the newly formed cabinet held its first session. Bennett, Israel's first religious prime minister to wear a Jewish head covering, opened the meeting by reciting the prayer for new beginings. The former tech entrepreneur said it was time to mend rifts in Israeli society. He said, in order for this amazing endeavor to succeed, we must all make sure to act with ideological restraint. Lapid, who is secular, followed Bennett and gave a much shorter speech. What built this government is friendship and trust. And what will keep this government together is also friendship and trust, he said. The new government has 8 parties, and they range from the Jewish far right to Islamists. According to Yochanan Plesner, president of the Israel Democracy Institute, 3 factors are holding this delicate constellation together. Number 1, the collective goal of keeping Netanyahu from regaining power.
Number 2, the fact that there are many young ministers, including a young prime minister, who want to prove themselves on the job. And number 3, politicians in Israel are tired after 2.5 years of political crisis.
Plesner says that these factors actually make the government more stable than most people imagine. So, what's the new government's first task? Well, Israel hasn't passed a budget in nearly 3 years. That will serve as a major test. And there's one more detail that hasn't been settled yet. When will the Netanyahu family pack up and leave from the prime minister's residence? Last time Netanyahu was ousted in 1999, it took them over 5 weeks to clear out. For The World, I'm Ariel Osseran in Tel Aviv.